This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's been 6 months now since the massive garment factory collapse in Bangladesh. The factory was called Rana Plaza, and more than 1,100 people were killed. The disaster prompted lots of calls for companies to change the way they operate in Bangladesh, to know more about the subcontractors they work with, and maybe change their labor practices. We wanted to find out what the situation is like now, so we called up the BBC's Ed Butler. He's in Dhaka, Bangladesh. Welcome to Marketplace.
Good to be on.
So it's been about 6 months since the Rana Plaza collapse. Tell me what has changed since then.
Well, it was, at the time, the worst. It remains the worst industrial accident ever in this country's history, one of the worst of its kind ever around the world. And it's left huge scars. And there's been a lot of promise that things are going to improve. But so far, there's not been that much sign of substantial change, certainly in terms of building safety, regulation, or indeed in terms of the compensation for those who suffered.
There were 29 companies that were involved there. And my understanding is that only one, Primark, an Irish company, has paid any compensation. When you talk to people there, are they surprised by that at all?
They are surprised, and there is a sense of anger amongst many. I mean, I've spoken to two or three of the survivors this week, and they say they've got $200. That's the total amount that they've received. So why people haven't been forthcoming with more is an open question. I think the international brands involved, and there are, of course, a number of American brands included in that list, they say they cannot confirm that they have responsibility for those involved. It's a very confused picture because the factory itself was, it seems, subcontracting work from other factories. So even the brands themselves perhaps weren't aware that their T-shirts, their sweatpants, whatever it was, were being made in that factory.
I know you've talked to a lot of workers in your reporting, and it's not just about safety for them. They also want to be paid more for the work that they're doing. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, the minimum wage for Bangladeshi garment workers is something like $1.50 a day. Now, that is just about the lowest in the world. And the rate of pay, the minimum wage, should be going up. I mean, that's the promise that the government is saying. They're in talks this week with factory owners. There is a degree of hope that something will change. But according to the representative of the International Labour Organization, Gilbert Hwangbo, there are no guarantees.
When I was here 6 months ago, it was almost a taboo, talking about minimum wage. Like, no. Now the debate is when and how.
As you can hear, there is a degree of pessimism amongst some people.
What happens next? The UN has stepped in a bit, but what's the outlook?
Certainly, the international brands have come up with a variety of different initiatives that they say they're going to put in place. There is talk of more money being put on the table and indeed far stricter regulatory conditions. But the bottom line is that the critics are saying it's all too slow and it's all really too uncertain. And this is a country which doesn't have a great record of following through on some of the pledges it makes, particularly when it comes to things like worker safety.
Ed Butler is a BBC correspondent, and he's speaking to me from Dhaka in Bangladesh. Thank you so much.
Thank you.